The verse picked out by the eighth graders is from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. This is the word of our God. What would you say is your strongest sense? You have a strong sense of smell. You need contacts like me, your sight, maybe not the best. There's certain things that they say of senses that can bring you back to different things. Sight, if you, some people have a really good memory. They say smell is actually a uniquely strong sense that connects you with the past, with a certain place or time or even taste. That if you taste something that reminds you of an old occasion. This afternoon, my wife and I had dumplings. Not the like soup dumplings, but the pot stickers, the Chinese dumplings, and took us back to our days in China. One of the greatest things I think that connects us to the past, though, is our hearing. When we hear a song, if you've ever been driving, if you, maybe for the parents here and grandparents, if you hear a song that is dear to you, maybe it's the song you had at your wedding, it takes you back to that first day. Or a song that was a favorite in high school or college, or was a favorite of a friend or a loved one, and it can just take you instantly back to that occasion. For the eighth graders here, don't know if you have a ton of those, but I think you can maybe think of a song that just gets you excited, that reminds you of a favorite time. For Isaiah, as he's writing, he's remembering something that had happened. In the verses before, in chapter 11, he's talking about the Exodus and how God had delivered his people. He's remembering these amazing things, and he breaks out into singing, saying all these great things that God has done. We get to our verse for today. But in order to get to that, he says something first in verse 1. It'll be up on the screen, I think, there. He says, I will praise you, O Lord, although you were angry with me. Your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Notice, before we get to our theme here of salvation, we have to see what first had happened in the Exodus, and as the people were strayed away from God. God's people had not done what God wanted. They had fallen away many, many times. God was angry with them. When Isaiah is called, we're going to hear that on Sunday. When Isaiah is called, he says he's a man of unclean lips among a people of unclean lips. We're sinful. Each and every one of us are sinful, and we have to understand that and see that God isn't happy with just who we are and how we are, because we fall short. But notice what he says right away is that he has comforted us, and his anger has turned away. So what comes is, after that deliverance, is a song, and a song of salvation. That God is our salvation, our strength. And I have up there our song. The translation in the new NIV is our salvation and my defense, but in the old NIV and in the ESV and many other translations, it's song. Yes, God is your defense and your strength, but think about that, your salvation, that Jesus has died and risen for you, is your salvation, your strength, and your song. This is what really Isaiah is doing. He's connecting the Exodus and that salvation that happened as God took them out of Egypt and saved them from captivity and brought them to a new promised land, and is then connecting it to what God is doing for us spiritually. He's your strength, your song, your salvation. We know that Jesus is our salvation, that we can't do anything on our own to save us, that he's cleansed us from our sins. But what does it mean that he's our strength and our song? For you all, what does that mean? You guys are a very bright class, a very gifted class. In class, you guys would always ask great questions. And if you weren't satisfied with what answer I gave, you would challenge me in a very good way. It's a good thing. It's a lot like what I was at your age, trust me. But as much as you have grown in these years here, where's your real strength? You've only grown a few years. You're going to grow a lot more in high school and in college, but you need to continue to lean on your true strength. Where is that? It's in your Lord, because you know that there's going to be times that you fall short. There's going to be times that you make mistakes, or even times that you try to please everyone and it just doesn't work. And you can just be down on yourself. And the world will say, look to yourself, find strength in yourself. And what happens? Sometimes we feel pretty empty. We need to look to our Lord for our strength. He is your salvation and your strength. He gives you strength to use your gifts and talents in so many different ways. In school, in sports, in your family, in this church, in the community. You can serve God in so many different ways. There's many gifted students here that I think could use their talents and gifts to serve God full time in the future. But even if you don't do that, you can serve God all the time in all of your different vocations. You know that. We've talked about that. And as you know of his love and forgiveness, you can go out and serve. What does it mean then? We know that he's our strength, but also that he's our song. There's all sorts of different songs that you can think of and sing. When you think about your time here at Morrison Zion, what type of song will you think of? What will be the most memorable things? For each of you, probably different things. But isn't it kind of amazing how, as you get further away from things, certain small things stand out? As again, my wife and I were talking, we've been in Morrison now for 5 years. My wife, I was in China for 8 years, my wife was in China for 6 years, and she's saying, man, I've almost been here as long as my time in China, and it just feels like it's just a few memories, just a few things. You were here how many years? 8th grade, some of you, since, all of you since 4K? Quite a few of you. A long time, not all of you, right? Many of you. But no matter what, you've been here quite a few years. As you go on from this school, it might be easy to remember some of the frustration, some of the difficulties. You might not have always got along with some of the teachers or the pastors. But an important thing to remember is those teachers, those pastors were sinful. We're not perfect. Notice when we talk about this and who your strength and salvation is, we're not saying a pastor or teacher. The whole purpose of this school and church is to point you to Jesus. That is your strength. That is your salvation. And so, yes, it could be easy to pick and point at failings of teachers, failing of classmates, or just a difficulty from time to time. But my encouragement to you is to remember and to sing a joyful song. So songs are not just things that we remember, but songs are also things that we go out and sing as well. One of the greatest things we do as we see God as our salvation and our strength. Here he says, the Lord is my strength and my defense or my song. We go and share that, don't we? As you go out these doors, my prayer is that you continue to sing that song of praise. To sing that song of praise of your Savior, of your salvation, knowing who your Lord is, knowing that you're forgiven, dealing with one another with a song of joy and peace, and singing a song, coming back here to be in the Word, and to go out into the world sharing that Word. Your song isn't ending today, right? We talked about what do you do as you go forward. They even asked, this thing. What do you do with this book now? You go forward and you take all those things that you learned and you carry it with you. Your song. Your song of joy and peace and salvation. Knowing that the Lord is the salvation. But on that theme, it says, salvation, my strength, and my song. One thing I want to remind you as you sing that song is it's not just salvation, but something that's repeated in your verse twice. Surely God is my salvation. He has become my salvation again at the end. Never forget that. At the beginning of, I think, seventh grade, talked about what is your identity. Hopefully talked about that this year enough that you remember what is your identity. You're a redeemed child of God. It's not just salvation out there for the world, but it's your salvation. Salvation that is yours, that though you've learned so many things at this school in many different subjects, what we want you to walk away and remember today and in the many years to come, that you're a loved, redeemed child of God. That Jesus is your salvation, and that's your strength and your song as you go forward. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.